兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we come together before you to give you thanks and the praises.
主，我们感谢你在万创世之前你就给女儿女所预备的救恩。
We thank you for have prepared the salvation for all your children in eternal past.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子来到这个世界上拯救我们这些不配的人。
Thank you also for giving your only begotten Son to us to save all of us sinners who are unworthy.
主，当我们一同来到你的面前敬拜你的时候，求主你的圣灵引导我们每个人的心。
May your Spirit will lead us as we come to worship you.
求主你大能的福音对我们每个人讲话。
May you speak to us with your powerful gospel.
让我们每个人都能够得到造就。
So that all of us can be edified.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么最近呢，大家可能都知道发生在土耳其的一件惨案，那么几乎轰动了全世界。
I think you all have heard what happened, the tragedy in Turkey, which is really known throughout the world.
那么呢，就是一名沙特的记者，那么在沙特驻土耳其的领事馆，被一群人就活活的肢解致死。
So this is basically one of the Turkey journalists was killed in Saudi Arabia.
那么好多人呢为那位遇害的记者呢感到痛心。
Everybody feels sad for the person who was killed.
那么也谴责这一惨无人道的这个恶行。
It also shows how bad, how immoral people are.
那么我们可能也读过或者听过一些人，那么他们信主前后生命的这个非常巨大的翻转的见证。
We may have also heard and seen the witness of many of the people, the changes before they were sinners and how turned into a saved person.
那么这些见证呢，往往给我们每个人都留下一个深刻的印象。
So all those testimonies has deeply impressed us.
那么比方说，一个赌徒，他弃绝了赌博，恶习归向主。
For example, a gambler who were able to give up gambling and turn to God.
那么一个毒贩，那么拒绝贩毒而成为一个传道人。
So an addict who can get rid of his addiction and become a servant of God.
那么或者是一个放荡的浪子，他弃绝过去的种种的恶行，最后成为了一名牧师。
Or a prodigal son who gave up all the evil deeds of the past become a pastor.
那么很可能一些弟兄姐妹也听过关于乔治穆勒的故事。
You all may have heard the story of George Miller.
那么他是英国十九世纪的一位被神非常重用的一位仆人。
So he was a servant of God during the 19th century.
然而呢，在他信主之前的生活常态却是欺骗、偷窃和喝酒。
So his life before his rebirth was very crafty, deceiving, and a drunk.
即使在他母亲去世的时候，他知道他也不回家，而在外面邪荡醉酒。
Even he knew his mother was dying, but he did not go home. He still lived in sin.
所以他经常是被父亲体罚，而且几次出进监狱。
So oftentimes he was punished by his father, and he been in and out of jail.
那么，当我们思想杀害这位记者的恶行，以及这个穆勒他信主前的败坏
，as we think about evil deed by killing this journalist, and also how depraved George Miller was.
那么对比我们自己信主前的光景，我们大家不知道在想一些什么。
And also about how we were like before we turned to Christ, I don't know what you can think of.
也许我们首先想到的是，杀害那位记者的人实在太邪恶了。
Maybe we think of the person was really evil by killing this journalist.
我们也会想到穆勒信主之前实在也是，这个也是太邪恶了。
Or we can think George Miller was quite evil before he turned to God.
那么也就是说，我们内心有时候觉得我们似乎比他们都好。
Or do we really think in ourselves that we are better than them?
因为我们信主前可能没有谋害过人，也没有因为这个一些恶行进过监狱。
Maybe we have never killed anyone, or we have never been in jail before, even before we were saved.
然而呢，今天的信息却告诉我们。
But today's message is going to tell us.
不管是信主前的穆勒，还是那些残害记者的那些恶人
，Whether the Miller that was before the regeneration or the killers，
其实他们都是在放纵肉体的私欲，随着他们肉体的心中喜好的去行。
So they were really indulged by their own flesh, and was working according to their own, flesh and desires.
我们这里的每一个人可能没有犯过那样的罪行。
Maybe none of us have committed such kind of a crime.
但是呢，我们在罪性上其实跟他们是一样的。
But as far in our faith, we're all the same.
如果不是神的怜悯把我们这些人从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
If it's not for God's mercy and saved us from all our trespasses,
我们都是魔鬼撒旦的奴仆。
We are all slaves to Satan.
都是一群背逆神的完全败坏的人。
We were all the disobedient, totally depraved.
那么这也是我们今天信息的主题呢，就是我们曾经其实都是顺从撒旦的可怒之子。
So this is today's theme.We are really the son of wrath, or belong to Satan.
让我们从三个方面来看今天的信息。
We're going to look at this from three different points.
就是我们都曾经死在罪恶过犯中。
We were all once dead in the trespasses and sins.
我们也都曾经是悖逆之子。
We were all once.The son of disobedience.
我们也曾经都是可怒之子。
We were all once the children of wrath.
我们先来看第一点，就是我们都曾经是死在罪恶过犯中的人。
First, we all once were dead in trespasses and sins.
那么上次的信息呢，我们分享了是神的大能使基督从死里复活。
Last message we have.Studied that it was a great, mighty power of our Lord that Jesus was resurrected.
那么使耶稣基督呢胜过一切恶的势力，使他成为教会做教会的元首。
Through all the evil, influence, Jesus can become the head of the church.
而且呢，我们也知道基督呢，他又是教会的头，教会呢是基督的身体。
So we know that Jesus is the head of the church, and the church is Jesus' body.
而且呢，神使基督复活的大能也彰显在所有信靠他的人的身上。
And the mighty power of resurrection also manifests on all the believers.
而这种大能的彰显呢，乃是从五旬节降临那个时候开始的。
So.We begin to see the power during Pentecost.
那么圣灵的工作呢，把信靠耶稣基督的人都呢放在教会里面。
So the work of the Holy Spirit placed all those who believe in Jesus into church.
那么他们都是从世人中呼召分别出来的。
They were all called and set apart from the world.
那么集合而成为一群信徒的集体。
So they become.The body of the believers.
那么成为神国度的子民
become the children of God's kingdom.
那么为耶稣基督做美好的见证
and they can give good testimony for Jesus Christ.
那么我们也看到保罗在祷告中他称赞以弗所信徒的弟兄姐妹们信从主耶稣彼此相爱的这种美好的见证。
We also see Paul, he has prayed and thanked for the believers in Ephesians for their love and belief in Jesus.
所以他们称赞了他们以后，那么现在又接着看到这些人，让我们看到这些人是在蒙恩拯得救之前，那么他们其实并不是这样。
After he has praised all of them, now we're going to see he's telling them they were not the kind of person they were before.
那么这里第一节说，他们死，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
So verse 1, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of the world.
那么这里我们看到，在英文圣经里面，只有你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
In the English Bible, it only says, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
所以它没有中文和合本圣经里面的后半句，他叫你们活过来。
It did not have what was said in the Chinese version, he has made you alive.
那么大家读中文和合本的时候也注意到，那么这几个字的下边呢，有一些小黑点。
So if you look at the Chinese Bible, under 他叫你们活过来 there were dots, like dots underneath.
那么这表示呢，在中文和合本圣经中，凡是下面注有小黑点的字句，就是原文中没有的。
So in any words in the Chinese Bible, if it was underlined by black dots, means they were not in the original version.
那么和合本之所以要补充这一句话，那么是因为在希腊语的圣经中，从第一节到第七节，那是一个整的句子。
The reason they did this because in the Greek Bible, verses 1 through verse 7 is one complete sentence.
而整体这个句子呢，只在它的主动词呢，在第五节才出现。
So the main verb only appeared in verse 5.
所以呢，为了使句子的读起来流畅完整，所以就添加了后半句。
The Chinese version added this in the first half, first verse. It just makes it more smooth.
我们上次信息中也提到，死亡呢，它有两层的含义。
We also mentioned that there are two meanings of death.
那么，一是罪人与神关系的断绝。
Is the termination of relationship between the sinners and God.
我们再不能像堕落前的亚当和夏娃一样，能够与神自由的交通。
We can no longer have fellowship with God.
这也叫做灵性上的死亡。
So it's also is the death of our spiritual life.
那么死亡的另一层含义就是身体的死亡。
And there is another meaning is the death of the body.
那么这是指灵魂和身体的分开。
It's a separation between the body and the soul.
那么当神告诉亚当他不可以吃分别善恶树上的果子，他吃的日子必定死。
So, God has commanded Adam that they cannot eat the fruit from the tree that knows good and evil. If they do that, they shall die.
那么这里的死呢，既包括灵性的死亡，也包括身体的死亡。
And that death includes both the physical death and the spiritual death.
所以也就是我们每一个人生来其实就是灵性上的死亡。
So in other words, every one of us, at time of our birth, we were already dead spiritually.
只要我们在有生之年，那么主耶稣基督还没有回来的时候，我们必然也会经历身体的死亡。
So, if we, through our whole life, before Jesus comes back, will also experience the death of the body.
那么同样复活呢，它也有两层的含义。
There are also two meanings for resurrection.
也就是灵性的复活，还有身体的复活。
So, it's the bodily resurrection and the spiritual resurrection.
那么这句话里面说，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，那么这个你们本意是指以弗所的信徒。
And the verse 1, the you referring to the believers of Ephesians.
所以当然也可以引申为所有的信徒。
It also can mean all the believers.
那么这里的死和活过来，乃是指灵性的死、灵性的死亡和灵性的复活。
So the death and life here refer to spiritual death and the spiritual life.
也就是说，是神使你我从这个死、灵性从死亡中活过来。
In other words, God made us to live from a spiritual death.
那么这里的过犯、罪恶，那就是指不听神的话，违背神的命令。
The meaning of a trespasses and sin means we're disobedient to God's commandments.
所以这也是我们每个人信主之前的情形。
This is what we were like before we were believers.
我们都因为过犯和罪恶与神隔绝，在黑暗中行。
We were all separate from God and walked in death and darkness.
处于灵性上的死亡的状态。
So that is what looks like a spiritual death.
我们信主时，因着神的怜悯，神的大能通过圣灵在我们身上的工作。
As we believe in our Lord, that is the work of Spirit, the Holy Spirit in us.
那么使我们灵性的死亡，从灵性的死亡过这个状态中活过来了。
So we become alive from a spiritual death.
神赐给我们一个新的生命。
So God gives us a new life.
那么就像哥罗西书二章十三节也告诉我们说，你们从前在过犯和未受隔离的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切的过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。
In Colossians 2:13, it says, "And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with Him, loving, having forgiven us all our trespasses."
我们因信靠主耶稣，罪得以赦免。
We, our sins were forgiven because we believed in Jesus Christ.
我们也同时受了圣灵的隔离，有了一个新的生命。
We also have a new life that was previously separated from God.
那我们知道了我们信主之前的状态，那么再来看保罗给我们又告诉我们，我们信主前它是一种什么样的生活表现。
Now we know what our status before we were believers. Now we can see what the world looked like before we are believers.
我们曾经乃是悖虐之子。
So we were the sons of disobedience.
那么这里第二节说，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖虐之子心中运行的邪灵。
In which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
那么这里说，那时你们在其中行事为人。那么这个其中呢，就是指前面提到的在罪恶过犯中的状态。
So when they say that you formerly life is according to this condition that you were like before your believers.
那么这里边，你们在其中行事为人。那么这句话的字面意思乃是说，你们在罪恶和过犯中行走。
Basically, it says the way you're walking.
那么言下之意，也就是说，我们在信主前处在一种完全败坏的境况之下。
In other words,It tells us before we were believers in Christ, we were in totally depraved situation. So no matter what we do, we are against God, we have offended God. Because we walk in trespasses.Because of the trespasses, it has isolated our life.
那么保罗他又从两方面呢描述了我们信主前的这个具体的表现。
There are two ways of look at our situation.
那么一方面呢，我们是随从今世的风俗。
Another is we were following to the worldly custom.
那么这里的随从，它的意思也就是没有自己的主见，盲目的去这个跟随。
It means we do not have our own decision. We just follow everything blindly.
那么别人做什么，我们也跟上去做什么。
So whatever they do, we just follow.
那么这里的今世的风俗呢，特别是指那些与神所教导的真理相悖的观点或者是习俗。
So this is talking about the customs or the thinking that's opposite what God would do.
那么根据使徒行传的记载，
According to the book of Acts,
那么当时的以弗所呢，是假神跟邪术盛行。
In those days, Ephesus is the capital of idolatry and false gods.
也就是那些现在信主的这些信徒，那么他们也曾经行在也参与这些其中。
In other words, the current Ephesian believers used to walk in idolatry.
那么再比如，那么我们的西敏小要理问答的第一问告诉我们说，人生的主要目的乃是荣耀神，以他为乐，直到永远。
So in the Westminster Catechism, the Small Catechism, the number one point is our purpose in life is to glorify God.
但是这个世界呢，宣扬的是人生的目的乃是满足每个人各自的自由。
So according to the world, where our purpose is to satisfy all our own desires.
我们再比如按西方的传统，那么这个十月三十一号呢，就是万圣节。
So according to the Western custom, October 31st is the day of the All Saints. It's also known as Halloween.
那么这是一个，这也是一个风俗之一。
This is one of the custom.
那么其实呢，这个万圣节它的起源自一些就跟死人和邪灵有关的异教信仰。
This holiday came from the followers who worship false gods.
那么是一个祭死神的庆典。祭死神的庆典。
It's a festival to remember death of God, the God of death.
那么然而呢，如果我们知道神已经把我们从这个罪恶过犯的世界中拯救出来，分别为圣了。
So we know that God has saved us, so we were set apart from all this.
我们现在是归他所有。
Now we belong to God.
所以我们就不应该去随从世界，去参与这任何与魔鬼和邪灵邪术有关的任何的活动。
So we should not follow or conform to any activities had to do with the evil spirit.
那么就像是罗马书十二章二节也告诉我们说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的良善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
So in Romans 12:2 it says, "Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect."
那么这个世界上可能有很多的风俗习惯。
There are many different kinds of customs in the world.
但是我们作为神的儿女，我们有自由去跟随或者是拒绝。
So as God's of children, we have the freedom to either choose to follow them or to refuse them.
那么保罗呢，也从另一个方面描述了我们信主前的表现。
Paul also described our situation before our regeneration from different point.
那么这里面说，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖谬之子心中运行的邪灵。
It says that walk according to the course of this world, according to the princes of the power of the air, the spirit of the sons of disobedience.
也就是说，我们信主之前呢，不但随从今世的风俗，而且顺服空中掌权者的首领，其实也就是魔鬼撒旦。
So not only we're worshiping the evil spirit, they will also follow the one who is in power of the air, that is Satan.
只要我们顺服在撒旦的权下，那我们所行所做的，那么一定就是跟神的教导相悖。
So as long as we are followers of Satan, then we are doing everything against the teachings of God.
那么在罗马书的六章十六节，最清楚地描述了这种顺从邪灵做奴仆的光景。
In Romans 12:2, it describes the situation.
在罗马书六章十六节，他这说，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做受命的奴仆以至于诚意。
Romans 6:16 Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness?
也许有人在想，我们信主前是一个自由人。
Maybe you think we were a free man before we are believers.
我们自己听自己的，我们谁也不听。
We listen to ourselves. We don't listen to anyone.
我们信了主才有了一个主来管理我们。
After we become believers, we have a Lord to control us.
但是圣经给我们的启示却不是这样。
But the Bible reveals us differently.
圣经告诉我们这样的启示说，我们要么是听神的，我们要么就是听撒旦。
But the Bible tells us that either we obey God or we obey Satan.
所以在这个世界上没有中间，只有恶就是恶，善就是善。
So there's nothing in between. It's either evil or good.
要么听神的，要么就是听撒旦的。
Either listen to God or listen to Satan.
不属神的，也就是属撒旦的。
So if you do not belong to God, you belong to Satan.
所以没有一个中间地带。
There's nothing in between.
我们也由此更当感谢神。
We have to give thanks to God.
那么神呢，不是把我们从一个自由的人的状态下救赎出来。
God did not save us from whom we were free.
乃是从撒旦的权势之下把你我拯救出来。
God delivered us from the control of Satan.
我们信主之前乃是属于撒旦这个恶者的。
Before we believed in Christ, we belonged to the evil power of Satan.
那么所行的跟神的教导相悖。
Whatever we did was opposing God's will.
那么神呢？那么其实呢，神如果我们这样的做，而神他是圣洁的，他是公义的。
We know that our God is righteous and holy.
他必不以无罪为有罪。
He would not consider sinless as a sin.
那么悖谬的神必要悖谬的人必惹动神的怒气。
Disobedient.People will stir up God's wrath.
因为这是神的公义和他的圣洁。
Because that is God's holiness and righteousness.
所以我们信主之前不但是悖谬之子，我们其实也是可怒之子。
So not only we were children of disobedience, we were also the children of wrath before we are believers.
那么这里第三节告诉我们说，我们从前也在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
So in the verse 3 here, sorry, I lost it.
快去下去。那么第三节这个里面呢，这里保罗用了我们来表示他作为犹太人和所有的外邦信徒其实是一样的。
So the word that they use here, we, is actually both the Jews and the Gentiles.
那么在信靠主耶稣之前都是悖谬之子。
So we all were children of disobedience before we believed in Christ.
那么具体的表现就是放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
So that is that we indulge in our flesh and work according to our evil desires.
那么事实上所有的人不管是犹太人还是外邦人
Whether you're Jews or Gentiles
在听信福音之前所思所想和所行都只是背离神的旨意
Whatever we think, whatever we do, we are all against God's will.
这一切都是出于自己的肉体的私欲
All this because of our own flesh.
而且在信主前呢，心中所喜好的只会是体贴我们的肉体。
So before we're delivered, we also think about our flesh needs.
所以我们就只会顺着我们肉体的去行。
Therefore, we only do things according to our flesh.
所以呢，如果没有神的大能，没有圣灵在你我里面工作的果效
，without the power.Of God, without the work of Holy Spirit in us,
使我们能够从圣灵中重生、认罪悔改。
It's the Holy Spirit led us to confess and repent.
有一个新的生命。
To have a new life.
如果不是这样的话，我们和所有不信的人都是一样的。
Other than that, we'd be all like the same.
那我们不但活在地上，天天都行在罪恶之中。
Not only.We live in the earth and walk in darkness.
更可怕的是，将来等待我们的将是神的愤怒的审判。
The most terrible thing is that there is a judgment waiting for us in the future.
那么，罗马书的二章五节也这样的警告人，他说：“你竟任着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积蓄愤怒。”以致神震怒，写他公义审判的日子来到。
Romans 2:5 it says, but because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed.
那么在今天的信息中呢，保罗其实是为了强调。每个信徒的重生得救乃是使主耶稣基督复活的大能在我们身上的彰显。
So today's message, Paul is emphasizing that our regeneration and resurrection is only the manifestation of God's great power.
他在这里特别的给我们展现了每个信徒在蒙恩得救之前，一个他的属灵的状态和他的一个生活的样式。
Here it just points out what was the kind of life we lived in before we become believers.
所以我们信主之前呢，本来是处在一个灵里死亡的状态。
So we were facing spiritual death before we believed.
我们又活在这个充满罪恶过犯的世界当中。
We also lived in the world which is full of evil.
同时又受到魔鬼三代邪灵的搅扰。
We're also being disturbed by the evil spirit of Satan.
所以我们本为被虐之子，可怒之子。
So we were children of disobedience and son of wrath.
而且我们信主前与神的关系乃是断绝的。
So our relationship with God before we were believers were separation.
那我们再加上这个世界外面有世界，内部有邪灵的这个影响。
There were also the influence of the evil spirit.
所以呢，我们没有任何行善的能力。
We have no ability to do good.
所以处在一种完全败坏的状态之中。
So we were in a totally depraved condition.
所以我们不比任何人更好。
We are not better than anyone.
我们心中充满了邪恶。
We were full of evil in our hearts.
所以我们只有认识神，通过认识神，我们通过神的启示，我们才能认识我们自己。
We can only know ourselves by the revelation of God.
所以我们要需要，我们需要深知我们深知。我们需要知道，就任何人，不管任何人，不管他这个 觉得他自己多么高尚，多么良善。
So it doesn't matter how good, how good you think you are.
那么如果他没有认罪悔改，没有接受耶稣基督成为他的救主和他生命的主。
If he did not repent, he did not receive Jesus as his Lord and Savior.
那么他的结局必定是死亡。
And finally, he shall face death.
那么如果没有神大能的拯救
，without salvation from God,
使我们重生，赐我们一个新的生命
，lead us to born again and give us a new life.
我们会和一切不信的人一样，在最后的审判中灭亡。
We are just like every unbeliever. We shall all perish at the end of the judgment.
那么那些杀害祭司的人，如果他们认罪悔改，接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
For those who killed the journalist, if they confess and repent and accept Jesus as their Lord,
他们也必然得救。
They can also be saved.
那么所以呢，我们更应该珍惜神赐我们的这个美好的救恩。
So we should really treasure what the grace from God that saved us.
来活出神喜悦的一个生命。
So we should live out our life to be pleasing to God.
来为主做美好的见证。
And to be a good testimony.
也因着深知我们过去的败坏。
We also understand our depraved situation.
我们一点也不可以自夸。
We have nothing to boast.
我们更当爱那些还没有信主的人。
We should also even love those who are non-believers.
为他们常常祷告。
And pray for them often.
那么把重正、全备的福音来告诉他们。
And to tell them the true and the full gospel to them.
那么盼望那使耶稣基督复活的大能。那么也能够行在他们的身上。
And the hope, the power of resurrection of Jesus Christ can fall upon them as well.
让他们也能够白白地得到这个美好的恩典。
So they can also receive this freely.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们来到你的面前来感谢主你的恩典。
Father, we come before you. We thank you.
主，我们感谢你今天的教导，让我们这些信靠你的神的儿女。
We thank you for your teaching of all us who are children that trust you.
让我们深知我们过去是何等的败坏。
Let us know, realize how depraved we were.
是你的恩典拯救了我们。
It's your grace that has saved us.
是你赐给我们一个新的生命。
It's you that give us a new life.
更让我们 来珍惜你赐给我们的这个新的生命，赐给我们在地上的时间。
Let us treasure the new life you have given us, and also treasure the time we have left in this world.
主，我们要为那些还没有信靠你的人祷告。
We also pray for those who still yet to believe in you.
特别为我们的亲人，还有我们中间的慕道友。
Especially our family members or relatives and our friends who are visiting with us.
主，求主你怜悯他们。
Please have mercy on them.
求主你圣灵的大能能够真的行在他们的身上。
May the power of your spirit befall on them.
主，把他们从这个魔鬼的权势之下，从这个罪恶的世界中拯救出来。
Also, deliver them from the power of Satan, from the world.
使他们能够跟我们一样，能够成为主你国度的子民。
So that they can also be just like us, as children of your kingdom.
能够将来有一天跟我主耶稣基督永远同在。
So one day we can give testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢恩主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.